We take you now to Elk Grove, California, in the Diocese of Sacramento, for this broadcast of Sunday Mass. Today, we are in the parish of the Good Shepherd. And now we join the Mass as they are making preliminary announcements.
For the soul. At 6 p.m., before Stations of the Cross, beginning at 7 p.m., and led by clergy. According to the tradition of our Catholic faith, Stations will end with exposition of the Blessed Sacrament and benediction. Please be a part of this beautiful old tradition devoted to our church during this season of Lent. Additionally, every Wednesday, Children's Station of the Cross will be celebrated at 1:45 p.m., led by clergy with students from SEAS. This special time is perfect for older parishioners who do not wish to drive at night. Tickets are sold. Tickets are on sale this weekend after every Mass for the Knights of Columbus 5th Annual St. Patrick's Dinner on Saturday, March 18th in the Father's Philip Wells Hall. Besides the traditional Irish meal, this year we also have traditional Irish dancing featuring Gold Country Irish dancers. Also included in the ticket price of $20 will be 3 free games of bingo with prizes. Since we're in a house of prayer, please be sure to silence your cell phones and turn off your electronic devices as a sign of reverence for God and respect for one another's. It can be difficult to be obedient. Temptation, deception, and lack of will can contribute to our failures. When we focus on what love asks us to do, however, we can overcome the obstacles to our desire, choices, and behaviors. Jesus serves as a model of love and obedience. And relying on Him in prayer gives us strength to make the right choices. Please stand now and sing our opening hymn.
Our opening entrance song is number 104, led by the Spirit, number 104.
Oh, Good morning and welcome to our celebration. This Mass is being broadcast on Immaculate Heart Radio. And so we extend a welcome to the radio listeners. This broadcast of the Mass is coming to you from Good Shepherd, Elk Grove, California. Father Leon, the good pastor, and I am Father Lester, the parochial vicar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God in communion with the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, many times in our life, we experience temptation. Many times, we experience difficulties, trials, challenges in life. But God is always there for us, giving us the grace, strengthening us for us to overcome all the trials, temptations, difficulties in life. But then for the many times we failed to recognize the power of God, for the many times we didn't trust God, we asked Him to forgive us. Altogether we say, I
confess, O Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observances of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worldly conduct pursue their effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us all be seated. And may we request all the children to come for the children's liturgy of the Word of God. Please come in front. Children from first grader to fourth grader, I invite you to come forward.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And so man became a living being. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east and placed there the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground, the Lord God made various trees grow that were delightful to look at and good for food, with the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals the Lord God had made. The serpent asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, you should not eat it or even touch it, lest you die." But the serpent said to the woman, You certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like gods, who know what is good and what is evil. The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. And she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sin. Up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not counted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who was the type of the one to come. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? And the gift is not like the result of the one who sinned. For after one sin, there was judgment that brought condemnation. But the gift, after many transgressions, brought acquittal. For if by the transgression of one, death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of justification come to reign in the life through one, Jesus Christ? In conclusion, just as through one transgression condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteousness. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A proclamation from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written,
"You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All this I shall give to you if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, 'The Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Thank you, Father Lester and Father Leon, for allowing me to share a reflection on today's readings. My dear brothers and sisters, my name is Romel Declinas, and for those of you visiting, I'm in the third year diaconate formation here for the Diocese of Sacramento. And I'd like to share with you a reflection on Lent and how the choices we make along the way. You know, the beginning of Lent in my family is the annual tradition of asking each other, "What are you going to give up for Lent? What are you going to do different this year?" "Oh, well, we're going to eat less chocolate, deny ourselves some special treats, work out more, etc., etc." My brothers and sisters, Lent is a time to take inventory of our lives and our relationship with God. The readings today allow us to begin the season of Lent reflecting on the struggle and the responsibility of human choice. In the gospel reading, Jesus is in the desert praying and fasting. Can you imagine for 40 days? We are only asked to fast on Fridays and Wednesdays, if possible. The barren desert setting is important because there is a sense of emptiness. In the desert, there is a sense of stillness and calm becomes very present. There is also clarity. The night sky becomes clearer and brighter because there is no light pollution and you can see the night sky even brighter. In my own experience, the desert, in a spiritual sense, is where I went to find answers to the life challenges. Like in the gospel story, my spiritual desert was barren. And there was no clear light or path forward, sometimes present to guide the way. Nothing is left but the silence and conversation between myself and God. It is in this moment that we too can be tempted by the devil and to turn away from God. Or we turn towards him and continue walking towards his path. By God's grace and his word, I continued forward, but oftentimes not really knowing what the outcome would be. This becomes the walk of faith. The gospel shows us that we are also not alone. At the weakest point, the devil tempts Jesus to free himself from the suffering. Three times the devil tries to convince Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, you can have food if you want it. If you are the Son of God, have the angels save you. And I can give you everything," Satan promises. However, in our baptism, we are called to reject the temptations of the flesh and all the devil's empty promises. We only need to look at the gospel to see how Jesus overcame the same temptations we face each and every day with our choices. You see, Jesus replied by reciting the words written by God. "One does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve. You see, Jesus knew the words of God because it was written on his heart. He studied the words in the synagogues and was practicing his Jewish faith with his family. The word of God became a source of strength and nourishment. As we celebrate the first Sunday of Lent, we too are invited into the desert to find God's presence in our lives. We have an opportunity this Lent to listen to God's words in the liturgy of the word through the stations of the cross. We are invited to converse with him one-on-one in adoration in the Blessed Sacrament, especially during the 24 hours with our Lord. And we are called to change our lives so that we may be in a closer relationship with him than we were yesterday. You know, my desert journey this year started this past Wednesday during Ash Wednesday at Loaves and Fishes. Bishop Cotta distributed ashes to our homeless guests in Friendship Park. And in Friendship Park, I witnessed those who have very little to nothing receive the life-giving word of God in that liturgy. It was through this simple service that I witnessed our brothers and sisters searching for God in their midst, in the midst of their trials. They talked to Bishop Cotta, and he shared our faith with them before and after the service. No judgments, just a conversation amongst friends. And within him, a gaze in his eyes like a loving father yearning for them to come home. Afterwards, a guest asked me where the nearest church was that he could visit, and I directed him to the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament. You see, my brothers and sisters, it does not matter where you start on this Lenten journey. The only thing God cares about is where you are and where you're going. Our God's desire is for us to join him in heaven by following Christ's examples. Like our homeless brothers and sisters, let us choose to remove all the material things or attachments that prevent us from having a closer relationship with our God. And as we celebrate the liturgy of the Eucharist, let us all be reminded that in this time of trial, Jesus chose us. You see, Jesus chose to suffer and die on the cross for us, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. Let us have the same attitude as Christ this Lenten season. Let our sacrifice this Lent be joined with Christ, so that our words and actions may bring life to those around us, and that through this Lenten journey, all those sacrifices may rise with him in Easter. So my brothers and sisters, when trials come this Lent, may all of us joyfully sing from our hearts, I will choose Christ, I will choose love, I choose to serve. I give my heart, I give my life, I give my all to you.
This broadcast of the Mass is coming to you from Elk Grove, California.
Together we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, something shall be the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adorned and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead,
and the life of the world to come.
Amen. As we continue our Lenten journey of faith, let us offer these prayers to our Heavenly Father, who loved us enough to offer his only Son for our sin.
For all who minister and teach in the church, may they boldly proclaim that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayer.
For those in positions of authority throughout our nation, that their efforts may contribute to the well-being of our nation and reflect the care we have to have for one another. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord.
For all who have given generously to the annual Catholic appeal, for those who are still prayerfully considering what they can give, and for all those who will benefit from the fund raised, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord.
For this faith community, that our Lenten journey will bring us closer to Jesus, who calls us to his side. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord.
For the birthday intentions of Rose Langamon and Tony Sarmiento, the special intentions of Festus Azili and Hannah Vu, and family, and the thanksgiving intentions of Nora Balne. May our loving Father continue to abundantly bless and protect them. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray for radio listeners, especially for those who are sick, those in the hospital, and for those who are homebound. We remember, too, those who are in prison, as well as all victims of crime. And we pray for those who are no longer in the practice of faith. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died, especially Nalita Umawal and Eva Rose Estrada, may they rest in the arms of God in heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord.
For those who have recently died in our parish family, namely, Steve Gao, Evangeline Arevalo, Melinda Ferris, and Jose Ortiz, that they may know God's perfect peace in the heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, whose love knows no bounds, we ask you to hear and answer prayers according to your will, for we offer them to you through Christ our Lord.
Please join us in our offertory song, number 664, Hosea, number 664.
Oh, no.
join us in singing Here I Am, Lord, number 376.
That our sacrifice be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
Give us the right dispositions, O Lord, we pray, to make these offerings, for with them we celebrate the beginning of this venerable and sacred time through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, by abstaining 40 days from earthly food, be consecrated through his fast and the pattern of our Lenten observance, and by overturning all the snares of the ancient serpent, taught us to cast out the leaven of malice, so that celebrating worthily the Paschal mystery, we might pass over at last to the eternal Paschal feast. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection. We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Jaime, our Bishop, Byron, Auxiliary Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also, brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have blessed you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to your life and may praise and glorify you, your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Children, come and gather. We are God's family. We are all children of God. And so together we pray, Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us joyfully offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Faithful now are about to receive Holy Communion, and I invite you, our listeners, wherever you are now, whether alone in your car or in prison or in the hospital, at this moment, welcome Jesus into your life in your own Holy Communion in a spiritual way.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
And may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it. And glory to God, who is able to accomplish far more than we can ask or can imagine by the power at work within us. And the eyes of all look hopefully to you, O Lord, and you give them food in due season. You open up your hands, and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. And due to the constraint of time, we will bring this broadcast from Elk Grove, California, to a conclusion with the reminder that today is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not be sad, and do not weep. Today is sacred to our Lord. And that concludes the broadcast of the Mass today from Good Shepherd Parish in Elk Grove, California, in the Diocese of Sacramento. Now, I'm Father Michael Walsh wishing you every spiritual blessing. May God bless us all with a good day and a good night.